بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is our fourth session, reading from the subject entitled كان خلقه القرآن. His character was the Quran, that is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, by Shaykh Abdul Razak ibn Abdul Muhsin al-Abad al-Badr. The topic that we want to discuss tonight is close to the end of what the Shaykh wanted to mention before mentioning several hadith, which are examples of this topic, yani how the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Quran. But before we look at the topic for tonight, we're going to go back and review a little bit of what we covered last week from the explanation of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, and his explanation of the meaning of the statement of Aisha radiallahu anha, kana khuluquhu al-Quran sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the first question from the questionnaire study guide from last week, number 3, summarize the statement of Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah concerning the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Quran. Naam, Mustafa.
So whether the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his life, it was his life.
Yani whatever he found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that he disliked, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked it. Naam. What else? Naam, Ibrahim.
All his sayings and actions was in accordance.
His sayings and actions. Naam.
In accordance with the Quran.
In accordance with the Quran. Yani his speech is in accordance with the Quran. Naam.
His knowledge was the knowledge of the Quran.
And his knowledge, yani all of his knowledge from every aspect of life is from the Quran. Naam. Abdul Haq.
Whatever was desired for in the Quran,
and whatever the Quran, whatever Allah makes clear in the Quran that it is desirable, He desired it, and whatever Allah makes clear in the Quran that it's undesirable, then He left it. Naam, Umar.
He was the living and walking Quran.
Well, yani, perhaps what you intend to mean by that is that he is in manifestation, exemplification, practical application of the Quran. But we don't say that he's living Quran, even though yani some of the people of knowledge, they have used this expression. But it's not yani founded, this expression, living, he's a living Quran or whatever, this kind of expression. I mean, we should be careful. Yani Aisha radiallahu anha, as Ibn Qayyim says here, in his explanation of this, he says it was due to the perfection of her knowledge of the Quran and her knowledge of the Prophet ﷺ and her ability to express in clear language what she wanted to say, that she was able to explain the whole of the character of the Quran in just a few words when she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran." And this is the best expression that can be used to describe the character of the Prophet. His character was the Quran. In any case, Naam, he was, yani, he exemplified, yani, he was a manifestation of whatever is in the Quran. Naam. Anything else? Naam, Salahuddin.
The first word to implementing it, conveying it, and establishing it.
That his all of his efforts were towards, yani, implementing the Quran, conveying the Quran, establishing the message of the Quran. Naam. What he loved is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear in the Quran should be loved, and what he hated was what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made clear in the Quran that should be hated. Yani his intentions were and his actions were in accordance with what Allah commanded and what Allah encouraged us to do, and so on to the end of what Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said. And the point here is what? That whatever Allah has commanded, he did it. And whatever Allah prohibited, he avoided it. And so on to the end of what is found in the Qur'an. What he loved, what he hated, what he was pleased with and displeased with, and so on. And this is, yani, our example that we should take for ourselves in trying to implement the Qur'an in our lives, that we have to take the whole of it, all of it, and try to practice it in totality. The second question, why was Aisha radiallahu anha's description of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam considered to be so complete and clear? Yani, as Ibn Qayyim mentions, that it was kafin, shafin. Why was it so complete and so clear, and an answer that was sufficient and satisfactory and left no doubt? What is, why can, how can we say this? Naam, Abdul Haq.
كان جواب أم المؤمنين كاف شاف لأن سائل سعد بن
هشام
اكتفاه واشتفاه واشتفاه ولما سمعه قال فهممت أن أقوم ولا أسأل أحدا عن شيء حتى أموت وذلك أن من أراد أن يعرف خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأدبه يجب عليه أن يقرأ القرآن وليعلم أن كل خلق وأدب جاء في القرآن
نعم ما شاء الله جيد نعم يعني in summary her answer is considered to be as he has mentioned now يعني complete, total, sufficient, satisfactory because if a person wants to know the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you told them his character was he was courageous, he was generous, he was humble, he was truthful. Yani, you go on and on and on. But if you said his character was the Qur'an, this is the complete answer. That is satisfactory and complete. Because, yani, this is, there's no better way to express it. Yani, the character of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the Qur'an. So whoever wants to know his character and his manners, and his way that he dealt with the people, then it is incumbent upon him to read the Qur'an and know that everything that came in the Qur'an of character and manners, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam yani exhibited it, yani practiced it. Question number 3, mention 5 examples of traits of good character found in the 5 ayat mentioned by the author. Yani the 5 ayat mentioned by the author contain many examples of good character traits or traits of good character. Somebody can mention traits of good character that came from those ayat. That came from those ayat. Naam. I mean, of course, there are hundreds of traits of good character. No problem. No problem. Then we'll be sure it came from the ayat, right? Jahileen. So what character traits came from this ayat? Which ayat is this? From which surah?
Araf.
Ayat. The number? Anybody remember? Okay, Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 199th Ayat. Now, what are the character traits that came from there?
Pardoning.
Commanding all that is good. Now.
And turning away from the ignorant.
Meaning, not yani, punishing or responding in like to the speech or to the behavior of those who are ignorant. Yani the person who acts in this way because of lack of knowledge or because of lack of iman or taqwa, then we don't yani respond to them in like, rather we turn away from them in peace. Yani pardoning, being gentle and easy with the people, enjoining all that is good, and turning away from those who are ignorant. Okay, what else? What else? What are the characteristics? Now, Abdul Haq. Naam.
It means to
Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th Surah, 12th Ayah. Naam.
Not to have suspicions.
Not to have unfounded evil suspicions of people. That's one.
Not to spy.
Not to spy on one another.
And not to backbite.
and not to backbite. And these are all from one ayat. What else? What other characteristics came from those ayat? Now.
فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَرْضًا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَمْ تَضْلُوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ
هذا يكفي
يا شيخ. واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر. Now, this ayat is from the third surah, 159th ayat, and the characteristics you want to mention from it?
Being gentle
with the people. يعني فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم. يعني Allah says it was the mercy of Allah that you were gentle with them. And this is very important characteristic of the Prophet, characteristic of a Muslim, of the believer. Being gentle with the people, not being harsh, rough, cruel, rude, but being gentle. What else? Naam. And also being patient, as came in 52nd Surah 48th Ayah. Being patient, yani, with the, yani in this particular ayah specifically, being patient with the judgment or the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not being hasty, but waiting until yani things reach the point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended them. And then there are others, many other characteristics that are mentioned in these ayat. These are some of them.
Four,
huh? One more ayat. Now, which one? Now, 16th surah, 125th ayat. And what quality do you want to mention? Yani da'wah, inviting to the way of your Lord with wisdom.
And good preaching now.
Fayyib, jazakumullah khair. Fourth question, which ayah does Imam As-Sa'di rahimahullah refer to as a comprehensive ayah for good character with the people? Which ayah is he talking about? Naam. Yani this is, again, we mentioned this ayah earlier, it's one of the ayahs that the Shaykh mentioned. That is from 7th Surah, 199th Ayat. Yani, and we talked about this ayat in some detail in terms of its meaning, very comprehensive meaning. Yani, dealing with the way, when you deal with people, yani, pardon, be forgiving, be easy, be gentle, don't press the people, accept from them whatever it is that is easy for them without being overburdening. And enjoining all that is good, and this includes so many things. Yani, and you're dealing with the people, always try to encourage people to do good and to stay away from that which is evil and turning away from the ignorant, as we mentioned earlier. After this, question number 5, memorize the ayah in 49th Surah 12th ayah, which prohibits unfounded evil suspicions, spying and backbiting. And the reason why, yani, this ayah is so important is because it's from, yani, the most common things that the people fall into that are evil traits of character. Now, somebody memorize this ayah from Surah Al-Hujurat? Somebody else? Anybody in the back? Surah Al-Hujurat. Now, Umar, Jazakallah khair. Who's that back there? Muhammad Ali? Now. Now.
وَلَا
يَغْتَبْ
بَعَضُكُمْ بَعَضًا
Tawwabur Rahim. Now, anybody else memorize this ayah? Anybody else? Naam, in the back. Did I see your hand, Muhammad Ali? Nah, I don't see you anymore. No? Okay, no problem. Tayyib, in any case, sometimes the memorization of an ayah or a hadith will help us tremendously to keep it in the forefront of our mind. And how will a person implement these things in their lives if they're not conscious of them all the time? And one of the ways to be conscious of them is by memorization. It's very important to memorize. And also, yani, in reminding one another with an ayah from the Quran, it's critical that we memorize it as opposed to just giving the meaning. It means something like this. And a lot of times when the people give the meaning without memorizing it, they say something other than what Allah said. Question number 6. Discuss briefly what is meant by the command to use al-hikmah and al-maw'idah al-hasanah in da'wah, as mentioned in 16th Surah 125th Ayat. Yani briefly, what is meant by the command to use al-hikmah and al-maw'idha hasana. Either one of them. Al-hikmah first. Naam. Ibrahim.
Al-hikmah kullu ahad ala hasabi halihi wa qawlihi wa fahmihi wa qiyadihi.
Okay, giving da'wah to every person in accordance with his hal,
his
condition, his
understanding,
and his compliance in his speech. Yani according to the person's situation, yani giving da'wah in consideration of that person, what's suitable for them? Naam. And from that which is considered as hikmah, what are some of the things that are considered as hikmah? One.
From the hikmah is giving the da'wah with knowledge, not with ignorance.
Giving da'wah with knowledge, not with ignorance. Not with ignorance. A person wants to give da'wah, you have to have knowledge. You can't just give da'wah because you mean well. You have to have knowledge. Somebody else, what else? Besides that, he mentioned one. What else? Al-bidayah bil-aham fal-aham. Yani beginning with that which is most important. And then other things that are also important. Like for example, we will begin with what? Tawheed. That's the most important. And then what comes after that? That's also important. And then he said, what else? Before that. Al-aqrab ila al-adhan wal-fahm. Yani that which is nearer to the consciousness, yani the understanding of the people, yani that which is something that is possible for them to understand, not something that's far from them, that is not even in their mind, that they don't think about, that doesn't affect them in their life. That which is in their life, in their thoughts, in their surrounding, that which is near to them, to their understanding, and that which they're thinking about. And then he said also, before that. Before that. No. بما يكون بما يكون يعني قبوله أتم يعني that which they will accept it more completely, that which the person will accept more totally. Like they might accept something but they have some resistance, and there might be something else that they will accept completely because of the condition, because of what you know about them. So you what? Give da'wah to them in accordance with that which you know that they would accept, because you want to bring them along little by little. Nobody's gonna turn overnight like this, okay? And then finally he said, arifq wal lin, yani gentleness and kindness. This is of the utmost importance, yani gentleness and kindness and da'wah, not harshness and roughness. This was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also maw'idhat al hasana. Yani he also just gave some discussion about yani giving da'wah with al-maw'idhat al-hasana. Yani if the person doesn't accept the da'wah from the first level, yani then yani maw'idhat al-hasana, he said, yani hikmah after hikmah, maw'idhat al-hasana.
You should give them the good news, and they accept, or if they didn't accept it, then...
Before that he said, naam, yani al-maw'idhat al-hasana is... He said, الأمر والنهي مقرون بالترغيب والترهيب. يعني commanding the people and prohibiting the people, يعني that command being accompanied by ترغيب, that which encourages them, makes them desirous of fulfilling that command. And accompanying the prohibition with ترهيب, يعني that which makes them fear from engaging in that which has been prohibited. Turns them away from it. And in other words, don't just command the people and prohibit them, but that command should be accompanied with something that encourages them to do it. And that prohibition should be accompanied with that which discourages them from doing it. And then he mentioned some examples. Like for example,
reminding them of the benefits of obedience to Allah, the reward of those,
Who are
obedient to Allah.
And the punishment of those who are disobedient to Allah. And also he mentioned, what else? Yani the ikram and the ihana. Yani that the people who fulfill the requirements of this deen, Allah would honor them. Reminding them of this, that the people who do not fulfill the requirements of the deen, Allah will humiliate them, will degrade them. But before both of those things, he said to remind them of يعني the masalih and the madar from the commands. يعني what are some of the benefits that come along with fulfilling the commands of Allah? And what are the beneficial things that come to you? What are the harms that are involved in the things that Allah has prohibited? Allah prohibited the people from intoxicants, for example. Mentioning some of the harms of the intoxicants. The benefits and the harms that are entailed in these commands and these prohibitions. The honor and the disgrace of those who fulfill the deen of Allah, or those who do not. And the reward in this life and in the next for those who are obedient, and the punishment for those who are disobedient. And these are some of the points that the Shaykh made in very, very important explanation of this ayat, 16th surah, 125th ayat, yani calling the people with hikmah and maw'idat al-hasana. Last question was mentioned one example of an ayat which contains a trait of good character other than the author's examples, yani other than the examples mentioned by the author. A trait of good character from the Qur'an, from an ayah from the Qur'an, other than the examples that the Shaykh mentioned. MashaAllah, to Abdul Haq.
من المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصابرين والصابرات والصادقين والصادقات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين
للفروج
والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم أجرا وغفرة ومغفرة وأجرا كريما.
Okay, which ayat is this? From Surah Ahzab? Ahzab? Naam. Okay, this ayat contains a lot of yani beautiful traits, good character traits, yani iman, Islam, fasting, charity, what else?
Humbleness.
Huh? Humility, humbleness, and so on. Yani guarding your sexual desires, your private parts, and remembering Allah much, remembering Allah frequently. Okay, we'll suffice with this, unless somebody has another ayah that they want to mention. Now, Musa.
وَإِذَا أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ.
Which ayah is?
Surah
Al-Baqarah. You know, give us the number, the ayah. طيب. And from the characteristics that you mentioned in this ayah?
Worship Allah.
Worship Allah alone.
Being dutiful.
Dutiful to parents.
Being good to relatives.
Being good to relatives, keeping ties with relatives.
Speaking good to people.
Now, speaking good to people. This ayah actually means, yani the meaning of this ayah, قُلُ لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا means tell the people to say لا إله إلا الله. But in general, yeah, speak to the people nicely, but specifically this means يعني telling the people to say لا إله إلا الله. طيب, Ibrahim has an ayah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ
آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. نعم. And this in Surah Tawbah. Number of the ayah. We want people to go back and yani, look at this, okay? In any case,
in the
100s, the point, the quality in this ayat that we want to make notice of is what? Being with those who are truthful. Yani, truthful in speech, intent, truthful in speech, and any actions, being in compliance with the truth that one is speaking. And the Quran is full of ayat, yani, that yani, remind us and encourage us and command us with these qualities of good character. Okay, tonight, inshallah, we're going to, yani, the Shaykh changed the subject a little bit. Yani, not different subject, but I mean, he takes it another point out here. And he says, and by the way, we are reading, yani, last week we read in the English from page 77 to 81, to the top of page 81. So we're going to start on page 81 in English, second paragraph on page 81. And last week we read in Arabic from page 5 and 6, top of page 6. So we're going to start on the second paragraph of page 6 in the Arabic, where the Shaykh, he begins by saying, وَمِمَّا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعْلَمَ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ أَنَّ الْخُلُقَ فِي مَعَنَاهُ الْعَامِ أَشْمَلُ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَاصِرًا عَلَى تَعَامَلِ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. And this is what we're going to read from. We're beginning today. وَمِمَّا يَنْبَغِي, and from that which is incumbent for us. أَنْ يُعْلَمْ أَنَّ فِي هَذَا أَنْ يُعْلَمْ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ أَنَّ الْخُلُقْ فِي مَعْنَهَا عَامْ أَشْمَلُ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ قَاصِرًا عَلَى التَّعَامُلِ بَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. يعني from that which is incumbent upon us, that it be known on this occasion, under this topic, that character, khuluq, in its general meaning, in its general sense, is more comprehensive, more inclusive than to be limited to what we have been talking about up until now, and that is the interactions and the dealings between the people. Yani, it's more comprehensive than that it be limited to this alone. فَإِنَّ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. For indeed the saying of Allah, the Mighty and the Majestic, to the Prophet ﷺ, that verily indeed you are upon, يعني على خلق عظيم, upon a exalted, high standard of character. In Surah Al-Qalam, 68th Surah, 4th Ayat, this ayat, يَشْمَلُ فِي عُمُومِهِ مَا يَتَعَلَّقْ بِهَذَا الْجَانِبِ, جَانِبِ التَّعَامُلِ مَعَ الْعِبَادِ, وَيَشْمَلُ أَيْضًا مَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالتَّعَامُلِ مَعَ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. Yani, this ayat includes in its general meaning that which is connected to this side or this aspect, that is the side related to interactions with the ibad, with the people. And it also includes that which is related to or connected to التعامل مع رب العباد. Yani, your dealing, your relations with the Rabb of Al-Ibad. So, yani, this ayat and what is intended here by khuluq azim is inclusive in its general meaning of both two sides. The side, our interaction with the people, and our interaction or our relations with Rabbul Ibad, that is the Lord of everything in the creation. And it is for this reason that the ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala, they said, husnul khuluq نوعان, that husnul khuluq, good character, is of two types. The first of them, and it's not by accident that he mentions this as the first of them, rather this is the most important of them, it is husnul khuluq مع الله. Yani, the two types of husnul khuluq, the first of them, which is the most important of them, is husnul khuluq مع الله. Yani, that you have good, you display, you exhibit good character in your relation with Allah. And here the Shaykh mentions several things, six or seven points, that may be included under husnul khuluq مع الله. Yani, what do we mean by good character with Allah? We know what good character with the people is, right? It means being truthful and honest and gentle and kind and charitable and all of that with the people. So what about good character with Allah? And this is one type of good character. It is the most important type of good character. Yani, even if a person is charitable and kind and humble and generous and patient with the people, but they don't have this good character, then it's nothing. It doesn't weigh any, it doesn't equal to anything. It's useless. It has no value whatsoever if they don't have good character with Allah. So what is good character with Allah? The Shaykh says, يعني حسن الخلق مع الله بتعظيمه, by the exaltation, glorification, magnification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying Allah, exalting Allah, magnifying Allah, showing His greatness and His glory and His magnificence. والأدب معه, and also having good manners in your dealing with Allah. يعني, for example, if a person was committing a sin, they should feel shame, knowing that Allah is seeing them. So what kind of manners is it that you wouldn't do in front of the people if they were watching you, what you would do in private while Allah is watching you? What kind of manners is that? That means you don't have adab ma Allah. Yani, you are ashamed to do it in front of the people, but you are not ashamed to do it in private, secretly, while only Allah is seeing you. يعني حسن الخلق مع الله بتعظيمه والأدب معه, having, displaying manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاحْتِرَامْ شَرْعِهِ And showing respect for His legislation. Yani Allah has legislated something, He commanded it, He prohibited it, He encouraged it, He discouraged it. Have respect for that shara, for that sharia. Have respect for it. وَتَعْظِيمْ أَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ And the exaltation of His names and His qualities or characteristics, the names of Allah. Exalting the names of Allah, considering them to be great, magnificent, glorious. Yani the names of Allah and His sifat. وَالْبُعْدْ عَنْ كُلِّ لَفْظٍ لَا يَلِيكُ بِجَنَابِهِ وَعَظِيمِ شَعْنِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى And distancing oneself from every expression, every type of expression, everything that could be said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is not appropriate, not befitting to be said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His greatness and His majesty and His glory. Distancing yourself from that. Like the people who, yani, they said what? That Allah has a son, or Allah has a spouse, or Allah has a partner. Or as the modern people said, some of them said, Allah is the divine mind. This is an expression that's not befitting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a divine mind. From where did we get that? Distancing ourselves from any kind of expression, description, attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that's not befitting of His greatness and His glory. وَالْحَذَرْ مِنَ الْإِسْتِحْزَىٰ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ دِينِهِ وَشَرْعِهِ الَّذِي رَضِيَهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِعِبَادِهِ And al-hadhar, being warned and cautioned from istihza. And what does the meaning of istihza? Making fun, making mockery. Yani, showing disdain towards anything of the deen of Allah and the laws of Allah. Like somebody makes fun of a person whose garment is high above their ankles and they make mockery of it. Or a woman who's covered completely and they say, look at this. A Muslim making mockery of the deen of Allah or the law of Allah. وَالْحَذَرْ مِنْ اتِّخَاذِ الْأَنْدَادِ وَالشُّرَكَاءِ And these are some of the things that the Shaykh mentions here that's included within حُسْنُ الْخُلُقْ مَعَ اللَّهِ يعني cautioning oneself, beware of, yani taking anything as an equal or a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's the worst of what the people can do in terms of their khuluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking partners as equal with Him. The Shaykh says, for indeed every mushrik has reached in this yani area, in this field, bab al-khuluq, aswa'ahu wa ashna'ahu, yani the most evil of character and the most despicable of character. Every mushrik has reached the most evil of character, level of character and despicableness of character. Since what type of evil character is more severe than that the worship be offered or given to other than Al-Khaliq Al-Azim or Rabb Al-Jaleel? Yani what could be more despicable, more evil than that a person offers worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Al-Khaliq, yani the great magnificent creator and the lofty, yani sublime Rabbul Alameen. What could be more evil, more severe of evil character than shirk? فالشرك أعظم ما يكون في سوء الخلق. Indeed, shirk is the worst, the most evil of evil character. Is كيف يصح من عاقل? How can it be befitting, acceptable for a person who has an intellect, عاقل? For the insane, they are not responsible. كيف يصح من عاقل ويستقيم من إنسان? How can it be considered acceptable or befitting or correct from a human being who knows that his Rabb alone is the one who created him and brought him into existence, and then he turns and humbles himself and submits and surrenders to other than the one who created him or brought him into existence? How can a sane person how can a human being consider it to be correct or acceptable when he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone in bringing him to existence, in creating him, and then he humbles himself and humiliates himself and surrenders in obedience to other than the one who created him and brought him into existence. And it is for this reason that the mushrik, every mushrik, is a person, is one of evil character, sayyi al-khuluq, wa fihi min su' al-khuluq ashna amran. And every mushrik, not only is every mushrik a person of evil character, no matter what else, but rather in him there is the most evil of character and the most despicable of all affairs, and that is associating a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making something equal to him. And that is even if, حَتَّى وَإِنْ حَسُنَتْ مُعَامَلَتُهُ فِي مَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْعِبَادِ. Even if, يعني, in his interactions between him and the people, he displays good character. Even if he displays good character in his interactions with the people, فَالْخُلُقْ الْعَظِيمُ هُوَ الدِّينِ كُلُّهُ. Indeed, the great, magnificent character that the Prophet ﷺ was upon, it is the deen in its entirety, the whole of the deen. This is great character. And this is as the scholars, the imams of tafsir, said concerning the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That indeed you are upon a lofty, exalted standard of character. A deen azim. يعني خلق العظيم, it means a magnificent, great deen. فالخلق هو الدين كله. Indeed, character, it includes the whole of the deen. Just a note here concerning this point, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir in his tafsir of the Quran says concerning this ayat, قوله تعالى وَإِنَّكَ لَا خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ قَالَ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى دِينٍ عَظِيمٍ وَهُوَ الْإِسْلَامِ. Yani Hafiz ibn Kathir says concerning this ayat, the Prophet ﷺ, indeed, Allah said, indeed, you are upon a lofty, high standard of character. Ibn Abbas explained this, that the meaning is that indeed you are upon a magnificent deen, and that is Islam. And this is not only the saying of Ibn Abbas. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, says, وَكَذَلِكَ, and likewise, it was also explained like this, by Mujahid and Abu Malik and As-Suddi and Rabi' ibn Anas and Al-Dhahhaq and Ibn Zayd and others. Also said that the meaning of Khuluq Azim, it means Deen Azim, and that is Al-Islam. And then Ibn Kathir mentions a number of يعني, narrations of people who asked Aisha radiallahu anhu about the character of the Prophet, and we have discussed them previously. And then he says, and the meaning of this يعني, saying of Aisha, his character was the Qur'an. The meaning of this is that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, sara imtithal al-Qur'an sajiyya lahu wa khuluq wa taraka taba'ahu al-jibilli. Yani that it became for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam the yani complying, imtithal al-Qur'an, yani to comply with that which is in the Qur'an became his natural disposition. And he abandoned yani whatever was besides that, even from what he was upon before the Qur'an was revealed to him. So whatever was, yani he was commanded with in the Qur'an, he did it. And whatever he was prohibited from, he left it. And this is in addition to that which Allah, yani, created him upon naturally, of great character, such as modesty, yani karam, generosity, shaja'a, bravery, forgiveness, forbearance, and every beautiful characteristic that the Prophet ﷺ yani already was exhibiting even before the revelation came to him. The Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Razak, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, he says, and from that which makes clear, وَمِمَّا يُوَضِّحْ ذَلِكُمْ جَوَابُ أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَيْشَةَ لَمَّا سُئِلَتْ عَنْ خُلُقِهِ أَحَالَتْ إِلَى الْقُرْآنِ. Yani what makes clear this meaning, that the whole of the deen is the character, that character includes everything in the deen. Yani our relations with the people as well as our relations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of this yani is part of character. From that which makes this clear, that the whole of the deen is character, is the yani the answer of The mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was asked about the character of the Qur'an, she referred it back to the Qur'an. Yani that his character was the Qur'an. So everything that's in the Qur'an, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of good character traits, he has been described with it. And he has, yani, made it, yani, his manner of doing things, his adab became based upon the Qur'an. And he was adorned with the good qualities of the Qur'an. And this was, yani, in complying with the commands, the awamir that came in the Qur'an, and in abandoning the nawahi, the prohibitions that came in the Qur'an. And this was out of being pleased with what was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, and being displeased with whatever was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an, and loving whatever, yani, is made known that Allah loves in the Qur'an, and hating that which Allah hates. And it is for this reason that in another riwayah from Aisha radiallahu anha, other than the riwayah where she said, كَانَ قُلُقُ الْقُرْآنِ قَرَأَتْ الْآيَاتِ مِنْ أَوْلْ سُرْتُ مُؤْمِنُونَ. Yani in another response, when someone asked her what was the character of the Prophet, she recited the ayat from the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'minun, 23rd Surah, yani the first 9 ayats. And these ayats, the Shaykh said, وَهِيَ آيَةٌ جَمَعَتْ الْعَقِيدَةِ وَالْعِبَادَةِ وَالْأَدَبْ فِي التَّعَامُلِ وَالْأَدَبْ فِي التَّعَامُلِ. Huh? These ayats collect or gather together al-aqidah. In these ayats there is aqidah. Yani what's the first ayah from Surah Al-Mu'minun? قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Yani, who are those who be successful? The people who have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the second ayat? Those who have khushu'ah in their salat, and that's ibadah. And further on, he said what? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي قَبْلَ What? That's ibadah? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي أَمَانَتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Those who, in reference to their, the trust, they entrusted with something, and the covenants, they made an agreement, a contract, they keep them. They protect them and they preserve their agreements and their contracts with the people, and the trust that, yani, is given to them from the people. So these ayat contain al-aqidah. They contain al-ibadah, and they contain al-adab fi al-ta'amul. Yani, what should be your manner of behavior when you're interacting with the human beings? Yani, your aqidah and your ibadah with Allah, and your adab, yani, your manners in dealing with the people. Yani, these ayat combined all of this. وَهَذَا يُبَيِّنْ لَنَا أَنَّ الْخُلُقْ يَتَنَاوَلُ ذَلِكَ كُلُّهُ. And this makes clear to us that khuluq, what we are talking about when we say character, it, yani, includes all of this. Yani, it deals with that which is connected to al-adab bayn al-abd wa bayn Allah. Yani, your manners between, the manners between the worshipper and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the manners between the worshipper and the other worshippers of Allah. Yani, amongst the people. It includes all of this. والحاصل أن القول الحاصل القول أن نبينا الكريم صلوات الله وسلامه وبركاته عليه بلغ في الأدب أعلى رتبة وأرفع منزلة وهذه منة الله سبحانه وتعالى عليه حيث اجتباه ربه سبحانه وتعالى واصطفاه فكان قدوة للعالمين وأسوة للناس أجمعين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. Yani, so the summary of this affair is that our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he reached a level in terms of his adab. Yani, he reached the highest rutbah, the highest level. Wa arfa manzila, and the highest station or status. And this was a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah gives freely, that he gave to him, in that he has chosen him and he has selected him as his final prophet and messenger. Yani, he has chosen him and selected him as a prophet and a messenger, meaning as a prophet and a messenger, and therefore he became a qudwa, yani, a model for all of the worlds, for everything in the creation, and a uswa, an example to be followed for all of humanity, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the example. We don't need any other example. Rather, it is incumbent upon us to look seriously in the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the authentic sunnah, and in what we found in the Quran concerning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at his life, his example, his worship, yani his ibadah. Look at his yani akhlaq. Look at his da'wah in everything, in every aspect of life, and take him as our example. Take him as our model. Yani model ourselves after him. And if we find ourselves falling short, wallahu musta'an. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu rasulillah wa ala alihi wa man wa la wa. Brothers and sisters, let me just remind myself first and each of us. Yani it is unbecoming of us to hear these descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to read them in the Quran or in the Sunnah, and they just become something that we enjoy listening to or reading about without acting upon them. It's unbecoming of us. In that case, yani we are challenged in listening to these descriptions of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to implement them in our lives, because otherwise they will be, if we don't practice them, they will be a proof against us. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Qur'an hujjatun laka aw alayka. The Qur'an, as well as the authentic sunnah, and whatever came to us by revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be a proof for us if we implement it. It will be a proof against us if we don't. So don't imagine that this is something nice to hear, and to make our hearts content, to hear about our Prophet ﷺ, how great he was, except that we are going to ourselves strive, and ask Allah to help us to implement it. Otherwise, it will not be good for us. Yani we are challenged to take every one of these characteristics, or as many of them as possible, and try to implement them in our lives. Otherwise, yani we're not just reading for the sake of reading. This is not a pastime. Few minutes, yani the Shaykh, he says, لَقَدَ وَلَقَدَ كَانَ لِهَذِهِ الْأَخْلَاقِ الَّتِي مَنَّ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ بِهَا الْأَثْرَ الْبَالِغْ فِي انْتِشَارِ دَعْوَتِهِ وَقَبُولِ النَّاسِ لِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ. Yani indeed, this character, or these character traits, or qualities of good character, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with, had a tremendous effect in the spread of his da'wah and the acceptance of the people of that which he came with. And it had a tremendous effect in causing the da'wah to spread and the people to accept that which he came with. Indeed, he used to deal with the people with a mu'amala ajiba, an amazing yani behavior, how he dealt with the people, containing al-hilm, forbearance, as-sabr, patience, al-anat, yani deliberateness, not being in a hurry, being tolerant and taking his time in dealing with the people, wal-rahma, mercy, wal-rifq, gentleness, wa-ihtimal al-adha, and bearing patiently the harm that came to him from the people, from their speech or from their actions, wa-husnu an-nus lin-nasi, and giving good advice to the people, wal-mulayanatu bil-qawl, and being soft-spoken. Not, I'm rough, listen to the way I talk to people. Soft-spoken, the Prophet ﷺ was soft-spoken with the people. وَالتَّلَطُّفُ, he was courteous, and he was polite. وَالتَّوَضُّدُ, yani showing love and affection for the people when he dealt with them. وَالصَّبْرَ عَلَى مَا يَكُونُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ تَعَامُلْ سَيِّئٍ أَوْ فِعْلٍ لَا يَلِيقُ إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكُمْ مِمَّا يَرَاهُ مَنْ يَقْرَى فِي خُلُقِهِ وَيَقِفْ عَلَى سِيرَتِهِ. Yani, including being patient with that which yani came from the people in terms of their evil action or their evil dealings with him that were unbecoming, yani were not proper, were not suitable, not appropriate in the way that they talked to him and the way that they dealt with him. A person grabbed his collar and almost choked him with it, and another person did something else. Yani this means this kind of behavior. Prophet ﷺ was patient with all of this. Not like us. So other than that, then whoever reads about his character and comes across his seerah, then they will come to know about this. وَهَذَا جَانِبٌ عَظِيمٌ اَعْتَنَا بِهِ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ inayatan daqiqatan. And this is an aspect, a great aspect, yani from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his character and his manners, that the scholars gave meticulous care to. Yani they considered this very, very important. They gave meticulous care to it. They collected yani these characteristics of the Prophet in detail. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَفْرَضَهُ بِالتَّصْنِيفِ. Some of them actually wrote books just about this alone, singled this topic out and wrote a whole book about it, like that which was done by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala in his book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. Very, very important book, collection of hadith concerning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam character and manners. And like that which was done by Al-Imam At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala in his book Al-Shama'il, yani Shama'il Muhammadiyya or Shama'il Al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Books that single out the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Shaykh says, the scholars of yani the Ahlul Ilm, اعتنوا بذلك إناية دقيقة. They gave meticulous care to this subject, and that is because the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the highest, the loftiest, the most sublime and elevated of any type of character or manners of any human being. And indeed, his character, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, it was the reason or the cause for people entering into the deen of Islam. In many cases, people entered into Islam due to his character and his manners. حتى إنك تقرأ في السيرة أن بعدهم كان يأتي وليس على وجه الأرض أبغض إليه من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما سمع لما يسمعه عنه من رواية كاذبة. فما أن يراه ويسمع حديثه ويقف على خلقه عليه الصلاة والسلام إلا يتحول من ساعته وليس على وجه الأرض أحب إليه منه وهذا حصل لعدد. يعني I'm going to stop here with this. يعني the Shaykh saying that the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, his manners and his behavior, it was a cause, a great cause, an important reason for people entering into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that you read in his seerah that some of the people came to him. What was their condition? لَيْسَ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَبْغَضَ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yani that there was no person on the face of the earth that was more hated by, yani that was more hated by that person than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, due to what they had heard from the false propaganda that the enemies of Islam had spread about him. But it was no more than that person saw him and heard his speech and stood yani in his presence, seeing his character and his manners, and instantly that person was turned yani from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being the most hated person to him on the earth, وَلَيْسَ عَلَى وَجْهُ أَرْحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْهُ, to him, to there being no person on the face of the earth who was more beloved to him than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said this happened to a number of people. This happened with a number of people. And from amongst them, Ya Abdul Halim, Umar.
One of them was Umar
radiallahu anhu. Now, and there was another. There was a person who said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there was no person on the earth that was more hated by me than you. Your face was the most hated face on the earth, and now you became the most beloved to me, and your deen was the most hated deen, and your land was the most hated deen. And he was from Yamama. He was from the tribe of Banu Hanifa. And his name was? Thumama ibn Uthal. And inshallah, next week, inshallah, we'll read from Bukhari this particular hadith. Maybe somebody remind me that we start with his hadith. He actually said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this story of Thumama radiallahu anhu that there was no face on the face of the, on the earth that was more hated to me than your face, and now became yani that there's no face of the faces in the earth that was more beloved to me than your face. And this happened in a very, very, very short time, just a couple of encounters over a couple of days, and he became yani the Prophet became the most beloved to him. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. What if a person met one of us and then loved Islam because of yani our character and behavior? Is it possible?
Yes.
Yani, it's not impossible.